God bless you, church. Thanks, music team. Well done. You may take your seats. Well, isn't it great to celebrate our victories in life? It's good to celebrate birthdays, right? Good to celebrate Christmas. Good to celebrate Easter. It's good to have life. And God's all about having a party. He loves a party. And I'm just rapt that God has done great things through you. You know, every one of us today, God has done great things. He's going to do, or he's going to do, even greater things through you as this year continues, into, even into next year. And so I think the first thing I want to say this morning is that, my first point actually is that we want to celebrate the victories. We have one church in two locations. Let me just give you a few statistics on this before we get into a bit of the Bible. Our average attendance at both campuses is 286 people. The number of Connect Groups is 17. Our number of decisions for Christ this year has been 63. We've baptized 23 people. Who thinks that's pretty good? Pretty good. You know, here's an amazing statistics, which, so in case you weren't listening before, 69 people from the Wellard community, not including our core team, now attend Wellard regularly. We already have four Connect Groups in Wellard. How cool is that? It's so good. You know, some of us didn't want to go there, I'm sure, but now that we're there, I'm sure you'd agree that we are better off for it. And, you know, on top of that, our local mission, we have JAM, which, you know, we have a camp that we're going to run every year. Next year for kids in the community and for here. We have Port Cares service on Fridays, which is just going so well, which Pastor Charlie oversees. You know, Port Care itself, we have high school breakfast programs, we have youth activities. Our story, our future, our building program is going from strength to strength. Because of your faithful giving and believing in the vision of the church and establishing ourselves so that we have our own facility, so that in the future we can have another facility in Wellard. Yeah. That's so important, right? Such a great vision. Yeah. And then there is our missions. We've got the Jagelmans with us next weekend from Southeast Asia. It's going to be a fantastic, fantastic event. And, you know, I was thinking about that, you know. You know, we've had our biggest faith promises ever this year, close to $80,000 in faith promises. Because I know that we believe in not only our local mission, but also our extended mission overseas. And, you know, we've got people that actually depend on us to a great degree now across the nations. But just hearing of their stories and how grateful they are. And we are so blessed so that we can be a blessing. So God bless your church. Give yourselves a pat on the back. So I thought I'd come with me if you have your Bible to Exodus 18. Exodus 18 and verse 1. Exodus 18, well, it might use the New Living Translation. Word reached Jethro, the priest of Midian, and Moses' father-in-law about all the wonderful things God had done for Moses and his people, the Israelites. You know, Moses was a superhero. Right? He didn't want to be. And I think that's the case with most of us. I didn't really want to put on my Superman costume this morning. You know, but more than that, we don't really think that we've got the goods sometimes. Moses certainly didn't. He thought he couldn't speak. And God just kept saying to him, "You're the man." And I want to say first up today that whoever you are today, when you've got Christ in your life, when God's a part of your life, you are the man. You are the woman that God has created you to be, and that you're going to do exceptional things through him. There's purpose, there's destiny for your life. And so Moses was a hero. I mean, he led all of his people through the Red Sea. That's pretty heroic. He took the stand. He says, what, you want me to put my staff up and all the water? Yeah, all the water's going to part. We're going to go through. Incredible. Moses told his father-in-law, it says here, about everything the Lord had done to rescue Israel from Pharaoh and the Egyptians. That's in verse 8. And the truth is, we all need someone that we can brag to. It wouldn't be much fun if we couldn't brag to anyone, would it? Imagine catching a whole heap of fish, all the fishermen out there, and coming home and not being able to say anything to anybody about how many fish you caught. Wouldn't be that much fun, would it? It's the stories that make life, right? And so we've got stories to tell over and over again about what God has done this year in 2016 through you. See, because I get to do this a little bit, I like to brag about you guys. You know, it's good to brag about one another. Some of you are not sure. This is good bragging. It's good to brag about one another. It's good. Do you know that person there? Do you know what they did? That's why I love good news stories. And keep bringing them, guys. You know, it's so important to have good news because what does it do? It builds our faith. And so I brag about our worship experience. I had Jason Schrader, who's at C3 Hepburn Heights. He says, I don't know how you do it, Pastor Nigel. He says, but your worship's just amazing. You know, I like to brag about, I don't actually have to brag because kind of it's out there in that sense. But it feels good, right, as a church that we've got a few things that we're proud of. You see, I can brag about the presence of God. The tangible presence of God that we have, which we've created here in both campuses. I can brag about our campus. I love to brag about it, actually. You know, that Wonder Woman, Sheila, she's an amazing girl. She's doing such a good job. You know, even without a husband, you just wouldn't even know that her husband's not here half the time. She's just, we love Jonathan, but gee, she's good. Right? Claire Langlands, did you just come in? You just came in. You're slacking just because you've got a baby. You think you can just slack off. So you're telling me a story now. You know, I just wanted to say, Claire, in front of everyone today, what an important role that you play in our office. And I know you've just had a baby and, you know, you got... And we do have a little award for you as well. We'll give it to you at the end of the meeting. So I'm glad I just saw you there. I just thought, where have they come from? Wellard. So I can brag about our connect groups. I can brag about Mel John. I can brag about all the stuff that she does all over the place, connecting people from all cultures. And I found out it's like one of our biggest connect groups down there in Wellard. What an amazing lady you've married. You must be happy, Chris. I've loved seeing Chris come out of his shell, you know. Not that he needs much encouragement once you get to know him, actually. I brag about our statistics if they're good, you know. We brag about one another. Go out of today and brag about something. Think about someone in your connect group and you could brag about them. It's such a good thing to do because this is what Moses did with Jethro. He says, well, you know all the stuff that happened? And he starts telling him stories. Now, it's his father-in-law as well, you know. And so he starts to tell the story about the Red Sea, you know. He said, I cannot believe what happened. You know, we were walking through that Red Sea, and I thought the Egyptians are going to catch us for sure, but then I just kept having my staff up and I kept praying to the Lord because he told me that he would lead me, and I didn't, you know, I was a bit hesitant because, you know, I don't really have the voice to command the people, but that's what God told me to do, so I did it. And he's going on and on about all this good stuff. He says, you know, I could actually reach through and there was Nemo. I reached through the other side, an octopus grabbed my arm. But you know what? You know, there's this big wall and you can see the fish on each side, but we managed to get through. And then the most incredible timing by God was that as soon as every single last baby and child got through, the walls of water came down all over the Egyptians. And not one of them made it. It was amazing. God is amazing. He's saying all this stuff. You know, we've got to talk about how good our God is, how amazing he is, and the things that he will lead us through. And so, you know, and then he starts talking about the tough times. You know, we also have a pretty tough time. Who knows that you're going to have some tough times as well? Probably every year you're going to have some tough times, some difficult situations to deal with. And so he shared some of the tough times too. You know, he said, gee, these guys are pretty hard to lead. You know, they do complain a fair bit. They actually, I thought on one occasion, you know, we were almost in the promised land. You know, we were almost there. And yet we couldn't find any water. We're almost at farmland where we can grow our own crops and be totally free again, do what we do best, farm and cultivate the land. But we couldn't find any water. So they got really grumpy with me, Jethro. And I didn't know what to do. I was starting to feel that, like, getting angry again, you know, like I did before with the other experience. Man. But fortunately, I asked God, and he said, you just got to strike that rock and water's going to come out. It's going to be okay. God worked it out for us. But I still find it hard at times. Who finds that sometimes I get mad with people? Sometimes it's difficult to stay patient with people. But when we put our trust towards God, there is a solution for every situation that we have. He can bring water out of every dry situation. He can cleanse it. He can make right. And, you know, we're coming into a new season as a church, achieving new things, and that brings its own growth, which you've already heard today. But it's how we handle that growth that is going to be a key area measure in our development as a church. And so, you know, it's great to have people that we can relate with in life. Who knows, it's good to stay accountable with others. And this is what Moses was doing. He's keeping accountable to his father, who was also his priest, who was also his mentor, who was also his counselor. And so we need people in our life. And I can't say it enough. We need one another. You know, all the great athletes of the world have a coach. All the best teams have a coach. Someone they can tell where they're going wrong and what they need to focus on. And every single one of us is no different. We need someone that we can trust and confide in and have someone that can coach us through life. We can't figure our lives out on our own. No? You can't do it on your own. 99%, or maybe at least 90%+ of my life is dependent on what the rest of you guys do. It's not contained in who I am. It's contained in all of us doing our part. We need one another to bring out the best in one another. And that's what it says in Corinthians, of course. And for the sake of time, we're not really going to go there that much. But, you know, so let me give you some examples of some people that were great leaders, but they also had their faults. Who feels like they've got a few faults today? Am I the only one? I think we've all got a few faults if we're honest with ourselves. And things that, you know, they're weak spots, and maybe we're going to carry some of them all through our life because of our upbringing, whatever. But they shouldn't affect who we are in God. And so, you know, David, Moses, Daniel, Abraham, Paul, you could go on. They're all amazing leaders, yet they all had their downfalls too. I mean, David had a woman problem, which affected his family line negatively. But God still said, because he repented and got right with, because he had someone he could go to, and Nathan, and they sorted it out. It took some time, but they sorted it out. And what happened was that God said that he had a man after his own heart. Incredible. Moses killed a guy. He said, oh, I don't like the way you're treating my fellow person. That's the end of you. He ran away. But God still used him. God still used him. Paul was so uncompromising at times. If you read Paul from that kind of angle, like he's just like the no prisoners kind of guy. He actually reminds me a little bit of Pastor Colley up in Liberia, because he just, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it, and just stay on board if you can, you know. It's that kind of personality, Paul. And sometimes it seemed to be the detriment of his relationships, right? Barnabas and everything, but God still used him. And twice Abraham succumbed to the fear that the rulers of other nations. Now, here's the man that was called, like, had incredible faith. Amazing faith. And yet, thinking about his wife. You know, he's deceived the kings and said that she was his sister. And you know what that actually meant? It meant, in essence, that she was going to be welcomed into their harems. And by letting fear dictate his actions, he put at great risk God's promise and plan that through Abraham and Sarah, a great nation would be born from God and the Israelites at that time. And who knows that God was able to overcome in that situation, because he still loved them. As long as we're following the Lord, as long as we might have a little, you know, take a wrong turn, but once we get back on track, God's going to use us. We recognize we haven't got it all together. Let's just all do that right now. I recognize I don't have it all together. Why don't you say that? I recognize I don't have it all together. But thank you, Lord, that you are going to use me as your superhero anyway. Amen. See, superheroes lead their life well. I don't know if you heard in that first part of that song, I have it here somewhere. Do you know what it takes to be a hero? It says in the opening song that we watched. Most of you weren't actually here. And then it goes, to grow up strong and do no wrong. Amazing lyrics, actually. And when I think about that and who we are as people, that we try and do what we can to serve the Lord in the way that he has called us and the abilities that we have. And so one of the key areas that we do that is, if we're going to grow up strong in the Lord and do our best to keep forging ahead in our relationships and in our leading and in our serving, we have to lead our life well. And in Exodus 18, come with me, Exodus 18, 1-6. Word soon reached Jethro, the priest of Midian, and Moses' father-in-law about all the wonderful things God had done for Moses and his people. He had heard about how the Lord had brought them safely out of Egypt. Now, look at this part. Sometime before this, Moses had sent his wife, Zipporah, and his two sons to live with Jethro, his father-in-law. The name of Moses' first son was Gershom, for Moses had said when the boy was born, I've been a stranger in a foreign land. The name of his second son was Elijah, for Moses had said at his birth, the God of my fathers was my helper. He delivered me from the sword of Pharaoh. Jethro now came to visit Moses, and he brought Moses' wife and two sons with him. Interesting scripture. Moses had left his family behind. He saw that, it depends on, but most commentators agree, he found it too hard to lead the people and his wife and his kids. So he left them behind, in fact. Who knows that that's never going to work out so well? It seems to have been the best part of a year. You can read it in Exodus 4. And, you know, the wife was making life a bit more complicated for him because of her beliefs, because she was a Midianite and not an Israelite. And you know, I can imagine that that could be the same with varying cultures that we have, and, you know, and it all gets down to, but what does God want for our lives together? Because you can't have separate visions. You've got to be a husband and wife together. And so Moses, rather than spending the energy and time required to deal with his wife, he just sort of made the decision, I'll just leave her behind. I'll just leave her out. We can laugh about it, but actually, do we always do, you know, it's easier sometimes not to talk, right? Who's been married for a while? It's easier sometimes not to talk about stuff because you're like, you're not going to have to deal with it. But that's how we grow. God wants us to talk about it. He wants us to deal with it. And rather than make, and so we need to learn to work with them and appreciate what they bring to the table. What an important principle, hey? And so Jethro goes, hey, buddy, I don't think this is good, so that's why I've brought them back. Because the people need to see that you're leading from strength, not a place of weakness, because you've only got half of you here. And so Jethro counsels him with their marriage. And Jethro doesn't just teach Moses. He helps him to lead effectively. And there's wisdom from Jethro that transformed Moses and the people from that point on. It was great wisdom. We've got to depend on other people for wisdom in our lives, people that we trust, people that we can get alongside. It's such an important, if we're going to remain superheroes and stay on the straight and narrow, and you know, it does say it's a narrow gate to heaven, right? Then we need each other. And we need people that we can trust and be there for us when we have a time of failing. And so Jethro is like a mentor. Fathers are vital in the house of God. I'm not just talking about normal fathers and mothers. I'm talking about mums and dads that can help one another out. We can help others. You're so important. We can celebrate, listen, and counsel. You know, the alternative is to plateau. Let me give you one of the superheroes I would consider one of my favourite superheroes in the normal, in this world. And this is back a couple of centuries, 18th century. And it's Abraham Lincoln. He's often referred to as the greatest president in the United States. Here are a few reasons why, and there's 10 actually, big ones. I'm just going to give you three. He signed the first of the Homestead Acts, allowing poor people to obtain land. Who thinks that's a pretty good act? Anyone over 21 years could file a claim for a federal land grant and had 5 years to make improvements on that land. A man for the people. Second, in 1862, Lincoln established the Independent Department of Agriculture. I think we could do with one of these here, actually. The government would not interfere. This is what he said in a signed statement. They wouldn't interfere. Rather, it was referred to as the People's Department. Thirdly, in 1863, Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which led to the abolishing of slavery in the United States. He got assassinated for that one. What a great man who's prepared to lead and take his beliefs to help the people. Let me give you one quote. Nearly all men, this is from him, nearly all men can stand adversity, but if you want to test a man's character, give him power. And I love this one from Lincoln as well. And in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your years. Who's going to be a superhero today? Walk out of this place and be a superhero for the Lord. See, God's superheroes are those that develop themselves but also develop others along the way as well. Not just about who we are, not just about our little kingdom, but about the kingdom of God, serving in his kingdom. You know, it does get down to our own personal security, being a superhero for the Lord. Because we have to end up saying to ourselves and for others, I am happy in who I am. My identity is secure in who I am. I know who I am as a person. And if you don't know who you are as a person, God will help you with that. So before we finish today, I want to give an opportunity, if you've never received Christ, to receive him as Lord of your life and to do life with him. Be an extraordinary person through the Spirit of God within you. See, as Christians, we're not called to service on the basis of our ability, but Christ's ability. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Philippians. Amazing superhero scripture, I'll call that today. John 14:12. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done and even greater works. Because I am going to be with the Father, you can ask anything in my name and I will do it, because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. The vision's going to be accomplished, and it will be accomplished through you. And, you know, I'm just so grateful for every one of us and the vision that we have as a church. And so we are all superheroes through the love of God within us. And we are better together. Together. Not separate, not isolated. And so, superheroes join forces to defeat their enemies. You know, I was watching a little clip before this, for today, and it was actually the Avengers, the T-shirts. In fact, I've got one on, I think, and they actually join forces sometimes, and they use their superpowers, right? To help, like, stretchy man or whatever he is, and then fireball guy, and, you know, and then there's the, and then there's Captain America, who looks good. I'm not sure what he does, but he kind of, you know, has his shield and seems to be able to defeat the enemy that way. We all have our, we've all just got a part to play in defending the kingdom of God and also advancing it. So let me finish with a bit of a scripture in the same passage in Exodus 18. Let's just go to verse 15. Moses is telling him about, telling Jethro about all the things that he's been doing and how now he's getting actually really, really busy in his life. And in verse 17, Jethro says to him, "This is not good." His father-in-law exclaimed, "You're going to wear yourself out and the people too. The job is too heavy a burden for you to handle all by yourself. Now let me give you a word of advice, and may God be with you. You should continue to be the people's representative, but you should also do the following." And if you just skip down to verse, where is it? Anyway, one of the verses talks about there's some people I want you to, they can lead 100 people, some others they can lead 50 people, some others they can help with 10 people. We can all help with other people. We are designed as with Christ within us to help do the work of the ministry. And so there's all this delegation going on. And delegation in simple terms is this: giving away something that you do and giving it to someone else to do. And you know, in our serving roles, there's room for growth. There's some of our adults not serving. And you know, one of the best things that we can do is tap someone else on the shoulder who's not serving and say, "Why don't you come and help me with this area today?" You know, the stronger the core of our church is, the more effective it's going to be. And the less burden it's going to be on the leadership, and they can concentrate on the right things in leading the people well. This is such an important principle. And so I'm grateful for the teams and all the areas that we have in our church. You know, in the end, Moses says that we know that Moses loved God and sought after God. He actually took a tent of meeting wherever they traveled. He had his own personal prayer space. You know, one of the ways that we'll be most effective and keep our relationships and enjoy one another and enjoy the development and health of church is because we have our own personal prayer life. And the baseline for any great server, any great person that volunteers and leading is to pay the price in private. You can't win people to Christ without power inside of you. It's the capacity of the Spirit within you that will build the church. And when you have been with God, there's a willingness to do His will. Come on, church, why don't we stand on our feet today, please, as we finish our service. Maybe today you've been in the habit of going to God when you get into trouble, where there's a situation, and then you pray. The problem is we don't have much in the tank if that's the kind of prayer life we have. We need to have a prayer life that's actually in front of the game so that we have a deposit so that when the problems come, we're actually already buoyant enough to be able to handle them and move through them. And so, Father, today I pray for every person here. I pray that we would be the best superheroes we can possibly be. And even though it's coming to the end of our year, Lord, that we would rise and that we would see the goodness of God in our lives and we would shine for you, Lord. We would be your bright stars. So we thank you for Superhero Sunday. And we pray blessing on everything that we're doing. If there's people here that need to just adjust their behavior with their prayer life, I would encourage you to give that to God right here, right now. Say, Lord, I don't want to have that pattern where I get into trouble any longer. I want to have that discipline, Lord, of actually being in front of the situations because I have a deposit in my spirit already to be able to handle situations. And maybe today you haven't received Jesus as Lord of your life as we just have our heads bowed and our eyes closed. I'd love to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus and accept Him as Lord of your life today. Maybe you're backslidden of heart, you're out of relationship with Him. But today you just know that you'd love to be back in right relationship with Him. Have His Spirit resting on your life and allow Him to help lead you. And if that's you, on the count of three, I'd ask you to pop up your hand and I'll see it. If you want to receive Jesus as Lord of your life or recommit your life, I'll acknowledge it. I'd love to pray with you. One, two, three. Is there anyone here today? Thank you, I see your hand. You may put your hand down, sir. It's fantastic. Is there anyone else this morning? Just say, yeah, that's me. That's me. So good. So good. Love to pray with you, sir. Can we do that at the end of the meeting? That'd be okay? Fantastic. Thanks for giving me a nod. So, Father, today, we want to finish by celebrating you. So I've asked the music team to come, and we're going to lead us in a song to finish this morning, and I'd love to pray with that gentleman. God bless you guys. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Look forward to seeing you in Connect Group.